You know, he is hearing from the same group. Now, Walter and I are fine seeker, great conservatives, and so is all of that. Is our call to the gentleman?
Smart enough. Larry Mizell, you know, he's a real smart guy.
But down at the, how the fact we pulled him away from Wallace, and says, oh, I guess, I don't. But it just would not be any interest, frankly, of our future for me to sit down with that group of, frankly, you know what, kind of, for example, Knott's Virgin. He's a great guy, he's a virgin. So is that. So the whole, this is the old hard right virgin group. And that poor fellow up there in San Francisco, you say, is a little bit off his nut.
Well, not Jack.
Oh, well, Lee Kaiser. Jack Lee Kaiser did it. Now, Jack would be all right. You know, Lee Kaiser, he doesn't want to be. Jack Lee is just basically that way. And he's all over the press. But I think what we ought to do, what you can set up, I think Henry ought to give him that reading. Now, goddammit, he knows this situation. But if I come in there, you know, I'm with just a group of known stuff. I mean, that's it's just not all that, but I don't know how you can pick that thing. You see my point? What's your view?
And you get to that select group of Burgeites or those right-wingers, you're not going to sell them the first time around. You know, you're going to have a hell of a lot of pitching and complaining.
Yeah.
And that's why I suggested the format was used at all, that you just have a sprinkling these people in with the other group. But it's probably worthwhile to take a shot at it sometime when Henry's out in California to let Ronnie get these folks together. Ronnie's quite highly of Henry. Let him put something together and let Henry
warn him. Henry just goes in and he just pours out everything we've done in a very tough way. Say, now what the hell is the alternative of what we're doing? They just don't know. That's their problem. I mean, as I say, where are they? Ron Fox, where are they when we were in these fights? Where are they now?
Well, something more basic than that, Mr. President, that is these conservatives are just chronic bitches. That's their whole approach to life.
But Ron is kind of all right again and say, you know, I've got to say this. He's not fighting at this point. He's had a lot of pressure put on him, you know, tremendous. And so is Bobby. What the hell can we do for him? Is there anything he doesn't want to do anything after this?
No,
he wants to do the Senate.
I think he wants to keep his options open.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that he wants to keep his options open is because he made the damn fool mistake of saying he wasn't going to run for governor again. He still has 2 years more to go, and as governor, and he just can't be a completely dead lame duck. And that, of course, is what's causing us the problems. The fellow wants to keep a stroke. But I think he's been absolutely sincere. He may be a little bit
miscalculated with doing any good on the Nossinger now. What do you know? We can't take Nossinger's.
Well,
because he can't run it. That's
all. I'm going to talk to him later about it again. We
get a title, I don't care about that.
Well, this may be the outcome.
So we'd like to have him in there as maybe the, I don't know, it's hard to get him a title because basically he's so press oriented, but.
Well, I think.
Lewis, they won't sell him now.
No, Lewis won't leave his job. Yeah, I think he was romancing, so he won't leave his job, so. Maybe the thing will be structured so that the Nofsinger is the guy that goes contacts the right wing and so forth, somebody else.
I wonder if we ought to do this, have a situation where we do something before the nomination and after the nomination, just go.
Well,
it is the same. You could never do that in New York. You can't do you win in New York without Rockefeller, but in California.
Well,
it's a different situation. Reagan does not have an organization.
No, they don't. We have a backup position. I've told the governor that this is going to be a national campaign. It can't be run globally from California, and we're going to have more than people that will be working for the state, et cetera, So it's a good thing for the purposes of harmony out there. And we're still working out the executive committee with the Firestones and the Holmes Puddles and matching them all in the conservative and liberal areas. And we can structure this thing, but have our people in there working on the actual campaign operations.
So the name outside the city.
Yeah. Now, one thing that I would believe about Nofsinger, if he were out there, he's not going to plug that. Nofsinger, of course, has established a great rapport with the people back here. And the important thing is to pull this campaign as far away from Reagan and his people in Sacramento as possible. That's the
I have no objection to Nofsinger being there. I just don't want to give any management responsibilities because he just cannot manage.
Ron admitted to that this morning when I was putting a poll there
to do. Anything you want, you have a title, you have anything else, but then that has to change after the primary too. Well, after we get passed on the
convention,
so that you don't have anything in the wings.
Ron is in a very jittery position out there, personally jittery, because he's found that Tom Reed is double dealing.
Is he?
No. And this one was leading.
People are deserting.
They're deserting and trying to come up with the national administration to get Curry the favor here, and that's made him extremely jittery.
What he's concerned about is his star. They know it's not going to rise any further, so they moved to someplace else. They should have expected it. The other thing, too, he's gone down in the public opinion polls and so forth, which is inevitable. Come up eventually again. Maybe he gets a good something to fight about. See, the problem in his case has been, if you really analyze the Reagan strength in California, it was his enemies. Now his enemies are quiet. I mean, if the campuses are blowing up, they would be out, right? This helicopter and the rest of the people that all before him, but their enemies. So that's hurting. The fact that his enemies are quiet. The second part of it is that he has never had anything positive to run on. See, I think it's over the hell out of it. And then he's, so his situation now is, he's weakened by fact not having his enemy, which made before, having nothing positive, he's still should.
In addition to that, he had to wire up all these taxes that he imposed originally.
He's had to be tough on the tax side, and, now on this damn situation in regard to this 30,000, 50,000, 7,000 thing, I have here the observer from the Senate, and he has made a new offer. Giving the lawyer just goes down. he might resign, if I can sign the will, then he won't resign. He's not made his case, but it's awful tough on him, because he's testified for the goddamn thing. I guess.
How the hell did he get into that posture?
He's always been in charge of his business. You know, there is a certain liberal view that kids should not be raised. You know what this is all about? It's about the Negroes, let's face it. It's about the blacks. The blacks have no family, they don't have family, so they believe they should take the little black bastards and have them raised out of the places. Well, I'm concerned about them. Maybe it's better for them, but I don't know. But I just think if you start down that road, it'll hop over to the whites, so then the poor whites, the Puerto Ricans, the Mexicans, and the poor whites and so forth, and up the line and say, well, this man or that mother isn't fit to raise, and before you know, the state's raising everybody.
Yes, well, it breaks down the whole thread of family life.
I think you've got to handle the problem by tending to strengthen the family rather than weakening it. If you take those kids away, you're going to weaken it. I think the little black kid is raised better with his mother than he is by a goddamn social worker.
No question.
Those black mothers are pretty nice people.
Because you know what they're going to start teaching.
Oh,
I thought of that.
Oh, what you're coming to socialists. Well, on this other thing, if you would, you could follow up with Henry. I mean, just put it right to Henry. Henry Scott, to me, you set up a meeting, if you would, of some of these key right-wingers, and he meets with them, maybe under your sponsorship, Motherhood, at this point. I should not. I just don't want to get at it at this time. Maybe others should be included. Maybe they shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe Henry should do it when he's out here. I have to go out over Thanksgiving and get a few together then, but make it, we spend a lot of time with the liberals, let them spend some time with the conservatives and really lay it to them, lay it with them.
Henry does a pretty good job when he gets cranked up.
Yes, sir.
And this Mizell business, you know, we sent to Galvin's. Did you? So if that will help.
That'll help some.
Get his heart right.
Yep.
We will all be able to get some.
Yeah,
reading this, but I don't know what they're talking about. You know, one of our problems in this area was that damn cool study that George Champion came up with that kicked all these guys off.
What study was that?
Oh, the American Foundation or some operation. And some of us didn't realize that it was going on and headed in other directions. I never heard of it until I started.
Hold up.
Yeah, that's something wrong with the damage.
We don't need their money.
If that's